283.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Chris O'Brien and Gene Steinberg, we've got Thomas Fusco looking at reality from maybe a different angle. So I asked the question in the past segment, and Thomas was beginning his answer, which is that maybe what he's doing is not much different than what scientists are doing, finding a catch-all phrase to throw something into. How do we make what you're saying more concrete?
Well, here's the thing. And again, this comes from needing to explain part of the scientific method, which by and large the general public isn't intimately familiar with. We make observations. We ask questions about those observations, and we form hypotheses based on that observation. And then we present the pertinent questions to that hypothesis that are within the scope of whatever aspect of reality that hypothesis is trying to address. Once that hypothesis answers those pertinent questions in a consistent way, without making exceptions to its own rules to address certain questions that are being presented to it, then that hypothesis is elevated to a theory. Now, what makes it a scientific theory is that since this theory gives a slightly different description of an aspect of reality than the previous or existing theory does, then that theory is going to make predictions, not like Nostradamus predictions, but predictions about certain aspects of reality that are experimentally testable. Now, the theory about dark matter, every time they have done experimental testing on it, they've failed. They've come up with nothing. That their models say there should be something here, we should be able to detect it here, it should behave this way. And they've come up with big goose eggs. My theory actually makes these kinds of predictions as well, but that some of them have actually been verifiable. And furthermore, this model explains more observations. In other words, it does incorporate a model of what I call paranormal mechanics that are consistent with the laws and principles of this theory that also govern other aspects of reality. And so this is where my theory is distinguished from pretty much, and I would dare say, over 99% of all the other theorizing in this field that you've ever heard or been exposed to. None of them make experimentally testable predictions, but my theory does.
Experimentally testable, how so?
All right, let's give you an example. I contend that the very beginning of the universe was, as we know, was non-local. I'll explain what I mean. Because this is the foundation from which we need to move from. If we're going to talk about the universe and how it's put together, we need to understand how it first came into existence. And the predominating theory today is the Big Bang theory. The reason why the Big Bang is still with us is because we continue to accumulate more and more observations as time goes on that seem to confirm this model that the universe began as what they call a quantum singularity. And what that means by a singularity, and this is something that, again, general public isn't real familiar with, in material space-time, in physical space-time, Einstein demonstrated to us, and it's been verified over and over again, that the physical universe is characterized by four independent variables: length, width, depth, and time. This is the four-dimensional space-time that lays the geometric foundation on which everything in the universe adheres to and is built. These are variables, or what we would call variants. With a singularity, we have something different going on than in the physical universe. and that a singularity has no variable. If you could imagine length, width, depth, and time collapsed to a singular coordinate, to where there are no differences, there are no variants, that's what a singularity is. Now, the problem, of course, is that without variance, there cannot be anything physical. So a singularity is not physical. It is outside of materialism. Another description that modern physics applies to this singularity is that they say it was infinitely dense and infinitely small. And the problem, of course, with that description in terms of what is physical is that there are two values in physics that anything physical cannot have, and that is zero and infinity. And so consequently, there is no infinite values within the realm of the physical universe. And therefore, this singularity existed outside the physical. It could not be physical. And yet, what is physical emerged from it. So here in our very concept of the Big Bang, we have an aspect of reality because it was apparently real. Otherwise, it couldn't have given rise to the physical universe.
That's like science says there's no such thing as miracles, yet the entire scientific paradigm is all predicated on acceptance of a miracle, which would be the Big Bang.
Essentially, yes. Although that would be a, you know, saying something was a miracle in the field of science, you know, is like somebody standing up in the middle of a service at a Southern Baptist service and saying that he was a pedophile. You know, you would just, as a scientist, never do
that. Well, science cannot explain the Big Bang, because what was before the Big Bang? In other words, the Big Bang created everything. So what was there that allowed the Big Bang to create everything?
Well, here
it would have to be a miraculous. It would have to be a miraculous using the Christian terminology. And again, languaging is very important, obviously. But for lack of a better language term, the Big Bang would be in a miraculous event. Springing out of the singularity, you have everything. Okay, that's where you get into this whole realm of God and miracles and the impossible being created by some sort of, you know, divine force, if you will. And I'm sure we're going to get into more of that type of thinking later. But my point here is that science has had to kind of grant themselves a mulligan here, you know, using a golf term.
Now, the philosophical workaround is that the singularity ceased to exist when the physical universe came into being. Even though we are talking about something from nothing, because a singularity is no thing, which is nothing. I maintain that the singularity did not vanish, that the singularity still exists, and it is continuously unfolding as physical reality, that the process has never stopped. One of the mysteries that science has not been able to tackle is where universal order came from. We have no way of explaining how this early cosmic soup that was created by the Big Bang suddenly began to form into particles according to very strict and rigid rules everywhere in the universe at the same time. We didn't have a kind of a process where, you know, this primitive, soupy, what Einstein called the unified field started to coagulate in a trial and error method.
I'm going to stop the answer there. We have to do the break. Thomas Fusco joins us with a lot more to talk about as we explore the nature of reality with two people who some say aren't real. With Gene and Chris, you're in the Paracast. So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I think Chris is channeling his trickster voice, because that is not real. That's not his real voice, and this is not my voice. In fact, somebody wrote me the other day and said, Gene, you sound like you're drunk on the air. You're slurring all your words. I don't know. Thomas Fusco joining us. Thomas, would you like to continue the answer from the last segment?
Yes. What I'm talking about with order, universal order, is something that we have no explanation where it came from. As I was saying, we don't have this primitive, early, soupy field trying to coagulate and assemble itself as a certain particle, like an electron. And then it fails, and then it tries again. And then ultimately it comes up with an electron, and all the other electrons in the universe were spawns from it. That's not what happened. It wasn't an evolutionary kind of a thing. Electrons began to form, according to a very rigid standard of laws and principles, everywhere in the early universe at the exact same moment. So the fundamental order of the universe was also contained in this same singularity. So here we have something that created a spatial field, which if we were going to talk and parallel, let's say, to Judeo-Christianity and look in the Bible, this field would be the formless matter that was talked about in the Bible. It's called formless matter in one place. In Genesis, it's called, it was void and formless. And then the order came to it, which according to the biblical understanding in the Old Testament is the wisdom of God. And in that structure of the wisdom, the word light came forth. And as soon as the word light came forth, the formless substance materialized and took the form of light, of photons. And so this is the way that the universe began. And we can look at this without the religious connotations, of course, but these are the mysteries that, we have to solve. Now, I maintain that the process from what I call the superphysical or supergeometric, rather than giving it this nebulous idea of another realm or extra dimensions, when you hear lay people talking about higher dimensions, it's generally a clue that we really don't know what we're talking about. But something that is superphysical, superdimensional, or what I call supergeometric, is still taking place. And my evidence for it, one of the evidences I have for it, is the expansion of the universe. And this is another problem that physicists have. By the way, this is all going to be leading up to talking about paranormal phenomena, but this is kind of the foundation for the theory. Here we have the universe that's expanding. I don't know whether either one of you fellas ever saw it demonstrated in school or somewhere where someone used a balloon to explain the expanding universe. And they drew like dots on it, and they blew the balloon up.
Right? Yeah, that's a fairly common, I think, banal way to explain the Big Bang and the expanding universe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there's a huge flaw in that model that we weren't taught about when it was shown. And the flaw in the model of the balloon is that the little dots that were drawn on it are expanding also on the surface of the balloon. That's not what happened in reality. If the objects themselves, if what Einstein called material points or physical content were expanding at the same rate as the surface of the balloon, we would not be able to detect expansion because everything would be getting larger at the same proportion. It would look all the same to us. There would be no variance. And so we would observe no changes relative.
No, that's a really good point.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, this has to do with critical thinking, you know, to really pick something apart. And of course, this is something that the modern paradigm in physics doesn't want to pick up apart all that much because it puts them in very, very uncomfortable and uncharted territory. So the reality is that space is expanding. But the physical content in that space, the matter points, the coagulant areas in the continuous spatial field are not expanding.
So are they remaining constant? Or are they expanding at a less of a rate?
Okay. When we have this model of the universe expanding, with this idea of using a balloon, the problem is that if you observe the balloon, you'll notice that the dots that are drawn on it are expanding with the balloon surface. The problem is that this doesn't happen. In physical reality, what we have is that the matter points, which is what Einstein called them, or physical content in space, stay the same. The matter points are not expanding. The mass is not expanding.
Right, they remain constant. It's the space around them that appears to be expanding.
Exactly. Now, here's what the problem is that Einstein demonstrated to us that that space is not an empty void. In other words, in Newtonian mechanics, Isaac Newton, space was an empty void. There was nothing. It was a nothingness. It was occupied by matter and energy that moved through a constant meter of time. That these were all separate entities. Einstein demonstrated to us that space is a substantive field. It actually is a field that is defined by four independent variables, length, width, depth, and time. And this field can actually be twisted and bent, which is one of the things that proved relativity theory, that we were able to detect that light can be twisted and bent around these bends in space. Now, you can't bend and twist and warp a nothingness. So space is a substantive field. So when the universe is expanding, that means that space-time is expanding. If the matter was expanding at the same rate, like on the outside of that balloon model, we would not detect any kind of an expansion at all because everything would be expanding at the same rate. So we would have no differentiation between observation points to know that anything was expanding. If, you know, you and your house and everything around it was expanding at the same rate, you would notice no change at all.
Of course, people say that we're all getting heavier, we're all getting fatter, but that's not what's going on here, and we're going to want to cover a lot more.
Yeah, maybe not in other countries, but...
Well, that's how it goes, right? But then, you know, we're supposed to starve here. They're not supposed to approve things like food stamps. That's political. We don't want to get into that. Thomas Fusco joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's L-E-M-K-E Soft.com. LemkeSoft.com. L-E-M-K-E Soft.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. GCN.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wise up, load up at FreezeDryGuy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at FreezeDryGuy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at FreezeDryGuy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at FreezeDryGuy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
And don't you forget it. This is the Paracast with Gene and Chris, Thomas Fusco. We're making light over something that's, of course, very complicated. Now, let me ask you kind of a meta question here, Thomas. Okay. That is, okay. So we have an expanding universe. We have the Big Bang, whatever it was. What caused that to happen? Is there some kind of super universe that generates all this stuff? Is our universe just somebody's jewel and somebody's necklace?
Well, I think that in order to answer that question correctly, I probably should kind of complete the thought that I had started, you know, that I was explaining just previously. What this tells us is that when the universe is expanding, more space-time is being produced. Now, astrophysics just says, well, it just appears. It just happens, and they account it to another imaginary substance that's called dark energy. Because when we take a look at the entire mass energy content of the universe, there's insufficient...
Yeah, it doesn't add up.
Mm-hmm. There's insufficient force necessary to cause the universe to be expanding. Now, if space itself was expanding like the balloon, then the geometry of space would be expanding. And all the physical content that's embedded in and dependent upon the geometry of space-time for its very existence would be expanding with the geometry of space-time. And again, we would have this situation where, because there would be no differentiation in observational points, we would not be able to detect the expansion. So the man.
Well,
the matter,
Thomas, let me interrupt here. Now, I seem to recall that the very act of measuring this rate of expansion, which is the Doppler effect, the redshift, is now being called into question as an accurate means of measurement. That there may be some, shall we say, inaccuracies in the interpretation of what has become known as the the redshift or the Doppler effect, which indicates an expanding universe. So there's some question whether the universe is actually even expanding at this point.
Well, I think that that kind of information, I'm not versed in every single new idea that's coming out. I think that the idea of the Doppler effect substantially answers a lot of questions. And it gives us very accurate information. I think if there's a problem with the Doppler effect, it might be what we might call minutiae. For example, we still use Newtonian mechanics when it comes to the laws of motion, even though we know that relativity shows that these are not exactly right. And on very large scales, we can see variations to show that Newtonian mechanics is an approximation. So I would think any kind of a question as to the Doppler effect would be in that kind of area. For example, in Newtonian mechanics, it's very Euclidean in that there are such things as straight lines. In relativity, there is no such thing as a straight line because all space is curved. But you would have to extend that line for many light years before you would begin to detect a curvature in it.
Unless there was mass in the way.
Yeah, that's typical mechanics. But in other words, I don't think that the Doppler effect is something that's going to be completely discredited. We would have to rewrite our own experiences that when we hear the pitch of the train whistle or the train engine going up, and then as it passes us, we hear the pitch of it going down, we would have to come up with a new explanation for that. And I don't know how we would do that.
Well, I'm referring to the redshift, which is how the whole idea of an expanding universe, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not a physicist, but the way the whole idea of an expanding universe scientifically was created and has become the accepted model is because of the redshift. And I seem to recall some paper being written that's now kind of rocking people's worlds out there that they're calling into question the accuracy of the redshift. Now maybe, again, I should have been a little bit more up to speed on this before we did the show, but I seem to recall that it's the actual measurement of the speed of expansion that is being called into question, not the fact that the universe is expanding, but the speed of expansion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the fact that the universe is expanding, we have multiple sources of information,
right,
like the cosmic microwave background and the measurement of neutrinos. And there's a number of different indicators that show that the universe is expanding. My point is that since space is actually a substantive field, that it has to be coming from somewhere, that the space between objects in the universe is actually expanding. And my point was, if it was just stretching, then the geometry of the space would be stretching, and the material points that are embedded in it would be stretching also.
Right, and it would be imperceptible.
Yes. The fact that we can perceive a difference means that space is being generated from something. And science doesn't address this at all. They just say the force of expansion is due to what they call this other imaginary substance, this dark energy. And what my model says is that this process of materialization from the original non-material singularity is still going on. The universe is still being expanded and generated from this singularity that exists outside of the universe. So that the physical universe is not primary reality. It is actually, in effect, it is secondary reality. Whereas the primary reality is non-physical, or what I call superphysical or supergeometric. This leads me to come up with a one-sentence definition for the physical universe. That sounds wild, but hear me out. I say that the universe is an expression of materialized and materializing information. Information is a fundamental part of physical cosmology today. That so much so that we have an extension the traditional conservation laws of matter and energy, we all heard of matter and energy can neither be created nor destroyed. Today we understand the information from which matter and energy is assembled and formed itself can neither be created nor destroyed. And so, for example, we don't accept the model, the Hawking model of black holes as the final statement, because the way that Stephen Hawking overcame the violation of the conservation laws, that matter and energy was being created or being destroyed, was to invent something that was called Hawking radiation that emits out of a black hole and therefore conforms to the conservation laws, but Hawking radiation is not capable of carrying information. So we still have a problem with black hole models in that information appears to be being destroyed in them, which is a violation of this principle.
Yeah, it sounds like the Department of Defense black budget numbers.
Yeah, that's a good metaphor. but anyway, if we understand that information is at the heart of the way that the physical universe is configured, when you think about my definition, there is no aspect of the physical universe that doesn't conform and comply with that one sentence statement.
I think in the parlance of scientific languaging, there's a certain elegance there.
Many physicists have felt the final theory of everything, conceptually, will be such a simple thought that even a school child could understand it. And this is the first statement that I've ever been exposed to of, you know, a definition for the universe, which is all-encompassing, that actually serves that kind of purpose.
Let's break it there and let's continue our next segment. We have Thomas Fusco joining Gene and Chris. You're in the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
One thing that's certain here, and that is when you have to do the break every 9 to 11 minutes, and we have some very complicated processes to explain, we sometimes have to interrupt. But we have 5 segments left, Thomas, and I think it's important here we start moving into how the world of the paranormal integrates into this all-encompassing theory. Can we start moving in that direction?
Absolutely. We're right at that point. It's great timing. And in this, it'll also answer your previous question, because we have to lay the foundation of it. Now, if the universe is in a state of continuous materialization, we have a problem observing that. And this is how I explain it. Just about everything in the physical universe, guys, is in a state of full materialization. I compare it to standing on the side of a superhighway on the shoulder and watching the cars whiz by at 70, 75 miles an hour. What we're looking at is a state of transportation in its fully realized, materialized state. This is how we observe most of the universe. We don't get to see where they bind the iron and copper out of the ground to make the automobiles with. We don't get to see the aggregate companies that mine the oil to make the tar that they actually laid down on the highway. We don't see the cars getting assembled. We don't see all the things that go into it. We don't see the blueprint, the form, the order that created these things. We don't even get to see the resident who has the car parked in his or her driveway, gets into it, starts it up, drives it on an access ramp, and gets up on the highway. All we see is the fully materialized state of reality, so we cannot detect this materialization process except in 3 areas. One of them is certain aspects of the human psyche, which we'll probably not get into today. One of them is the world of quantum physics, quantum mechanics. I maintain that the weird, quirky nature of the quantum world has to do with the fact that we're actually observing physical reality in the process of becoming materialized. And that's why it certainly seems to defy what we see in the fully materialized macro state. When an observer observes something on a quantum level, what that observer is doing is injecting fully materialized space-time into the equation, and it crystallized the partially materialized state of subatomic reality. That's another conversation altogether. But the third part, the third place where we can observe this process taking place in real time, this paranormal phenomenon, Because what we actually witness are two different types of phenomena in the paranormal. First of all, we witness an alteration or a change in the local environment, that the quality of the environment changes in some way. And then the second thing we see, or what I call primary paranormal effects, are the materialization of information within those spheres of environmental changes. And so, for example, here's where what I would compare this to. I talk about a normal and a paranormal voice. A normal voice vibrates the column of air, and that's got a certain frequency and amplitude. It's an acoustic compression wave. It reaches our ears. Our eardrums vibrate with the mechanical force of the vibrating air column. And then our wetware, our brain, translates it into an audible voice. That's normal. In paranormal voices, or what they would call disembodied voices, the effect is still the same. We have a compression of air that reaches a microphone, recording microphone, diaphragm, or our eardrums, and translates it into sound the way a normal voice would. The difference is that there's no set of vocal cords, physical vocal cords, locally connected to the air column to make it vibrate. So without that local cause, we're looking at the same kind of effect, I argue, as dark matter, that we have this effect that we observe, but no local physical cause. Gravity itself is paranormal in that respect.
Right. As above, so below.
In a sense, but the relationship that I'm drawing is that all of these are evidences that the physical is continuously emerging from the super geometric, from the super physical, that we can't directly measure. All we could do is see the effect. So my argument says that the cause of paranormal phenomena is the exact same mechanical process that brought the universe into existence from the quantum singularity. That's a pretty wild idea.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. As I kind of interjected there, the hermetic axiom of that which is above is the same as that which is below, or the implicate kind of mirrors the explicate, or the macro is a mirror image of the micro, just in terms of relative scale, obviously, is the difference. But, you know, there's a whole list of questions that we have in the forum, and quite a number of them talk about your equating Christianity's languaging, the languaging in Christianity, the model of Christianity, as being a workable way of looking at many of these very difficult and rather complicated theories. And one question from Dave M., who's been a poster, longtime poster at forum.theparacast.com, he says, if I understand Mr. Fusco correctly, his feeling is that Christianity provides the guiding light to the way he sees how the universe operates. What about other religions such as Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, etc.? What do you think about these faiths? Also, doesn't he think that religions were created by men to keep humanity in their place? I'm not sure if that's a relevant follow-up question for the first one, but we're trying to, I think, separate science from politics here. But is that true? Do you feel that the languaging of Christianity provides us with, as he puts it, a guiding light to see how the universe operates? And if so, what about the other religions?
Well, let's talk about that. Again, I agree with you. Let's set aside the socio-political aspect of that, because that really is not an area that I get into and discuss. But as far as the physical model, you know, I already talked about one aspect of it, that we're looking at a model where scientific ideas that have been presented by mainstream physicists parallel the concepts that are in the Bible in terms of what I was talking about with a formless substance that had an order that came, both of these came from outside the universe. And when they were combined together, they caused a materialization of physical reality. So this is very, very close to David Bohm's implicate, explicate order, his holographic universe idea. So these ideas are relevant. One thing I could say about other religions, let's talk in very broad terms, because again, we're getting into a very sensitive area here. But Judeo-Christianity is, to my knowledge, one of the only, if not the only, religion, or those things that are based on Judaism. You know, Christianity is rooted in Judaism. Islam is rooted in Judaism in the Old Testament scriptures. You'd be hard-pressed to find another religious model that shows the creation to be a true creation of something out of nothing. And when you look in the other religions, they have these fables about this god married this goddess and the earth emerged from their belly, or, you know, the head fell off and that turned into the world. And you get all these kinds of ideas. The other thing about the Jewish document, which is unique, is that it shows that everything in the universe has a specific order. And that order applies to everything, including humanity. It has a moral structure, and it has an ordered structure as to how things were brought into being.
We have Thomas Fusco, and we're talking about his all-encompassing theories about reality. A lot more to go, and a lot more of your questions, listeners. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.